from this place to our right, we are being blessed with our first darshan of Sri Giriraj. Sri Giriraj Maharaj Ki. Raghunath Das Goswami prayed for eternal residence in the vicinity of Sri Govardhan Hill. Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur inspired his followers in the mood that we are so unqualified to be in this place. It should be a prayer and an aspiration that we are striving to purify ourselves. And he taught us that we should purify, especially through Harinam and through Seva. And one of the most pleasing sevas to the Lord is preaching. Preaching or assisting the preaching of the message of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada is actually offering, in the line of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he's offering all of us eternal residence at the foot of Govardhan Hill. If we simply please him by taking his instructions as our life and soul. Can everyone hear nicely? Can anyone not hear nicely? I guess they wouldn't answer if they did. But as a formality, I ask anyway. Would all of you like to just remain here in this nice shady forest on the foot of Govardhan for all of eternity? Especially amongst all of you, it would be my greatest treasure in life. We are soon coming to the town of Govardhan. There is Manasi Ganga. Because of the crowds and the congestion in Manasi Ganga, it will be very difficult for 2,000 people to sit down and do Shravanam Kirtanam. So we are taking this opportunity in this enchanting forest in the presence of Giriraj to speak something about the importance of Manasi Ganga. Kamsa sent a demon in the form, who took the form of a small calf. This was when Krishna was very young and he was still taking care of the little calves with Balaram. Now, all of us understand that there is nothing more innocent and sweet than a little baby calf. Yes? The lotus eyes and such beautiful form. A most vicious, blood-sucking, cruel-hearted demon took the form of a very innocent, lotus-like little and entered secretly into the herd of calves of Krishna and Balaram for the exclusive purpose of killing Krishna and the gopas. Now Krishna knows everything. So he took Balaram aside and said, "You see that little calf there? Huh?
That's a demon who's come to kill us.
When we trust somebody, we can get the greatest benefit if that person is giving us the right thing. But also we could suffer the worst if they betray us. In this world, sometimes people are cheated so many times that they really can't have faith in anybody. If you don't have faith in people, if you don't trust people, you can protect yourself from being hurt, but you can't make any progress spiritually either. You can have no satisfying, loving relationship, and you cannot make any spiritual advancement unless you have faith. So because people have been cheated so many times by people that they put trust in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, it's hard to have faith. So it is a great duty of every Vaishnava to act and live and speak in such a way without hypocrisy that people can trust us, and to put our trust in those who are sincerely and honestly trying to represent Guru and Krishna. So Vatsasura, so deceiving. Little calf, chewing on grass, meditating on killing the cowherd boy. Harivo, the very, who were all serving him and protecting him. So Krishna quietly walked behind Vatsasura, picked him up by the rear legs and whirled him around so fast over his head, circle after circle after circle after circle after circle. Vatsasura was so dizzy that he gave up his life. Shri Krishna Bhagavan ki! Then Krishna threw him to the top of a kapita tree, and the kapita tree fell down. Why did Krishna throw him on top of that tree? Because there were nice fruits on those trees. And he wanted his friends to enjoy those fruits. So after Vatsasura was killed, the demigod showered flowers and all the boys embraced Krishna. Well done, well done, well done. Vatsasura assumed his form, and then they all ate kapita fruits pretty happily. But the gopas, they expressed to Krishna that, how can we play with you? You have performed the sin of killing a calf. Calf was a demon, but still he was a calf. Actually, sometimes a person eats meat and then they have to take birth as a cow to be slaughtered. Yes? So it's their karma. But still, because they're a cow, if you participate in it, you get the karma of killing a cow, even though it's a reaction for their own karmas. Sometimes it's like that. So the gopas said, whatever he might be, whatever his internal demonic whatever, he was a calf and you killed him. So you should purify yourself by bathing in the Ganges. So Krishna, just near the Govardhan Hill, in his mind, he meditated on Ganga Mayi. In his mind, he invited Ganga Mayi to manifest herself in Vrindavan. From the mind of Krishna, Ganga Devi appeared as Manasi Ganga. And then Krishna took his bath, and the gopas took their baths, and they all had very nice leelas together. Now this was kept quite secret amongst the gopas. One day, Nanda and Yashoda were listening to katha, and they heard an incredible story. They heard a story about how Garuda caught a lowly, sinful, envious snake
captured him with his claws and was carrying him away.
While he was in the air, the tail of the snake was hanging down, and the tail, just for a moment, touched the water of the Ganges. Immediately, that snake assumed a perfectly liberated, four-armed Vaikuntha form. And when Garuda saw that, he placed the four-arm form on his back and took that living entity, personally brought him right to Vaikuntha. Huh, when Nanda and Yashoda heard this story, they told the cowherd men and the cowherd ladies, and they all decided, let us go to the Ganga on pilgrimage. So they were making all nice arrangements, packing up their rotis and their yogurt and putting it on ox carts. And Krishna saw and asked, what are you doing? Where are you going? He said, well, you're going too. We're all going to take our bath in the Ganga for liberation. Krishna said, there's no need. All the holy places are in Braj. He said, how is that? He said, no, Ganga's here, I know. Come, I'll show you. And Krishna brought them all to Manasi Ganga. And by Krishna's wish, coming right out from the waters of Manasi Ganga, was the presiding deity, Ganga Devi herself, sitting on top of her carrier, a crocodile, giving her blessings. And all the Brijabasis understood that, yes, this is the Ganga. Krishna brought the Ganga with his mind to Vrindavan. And then they all began to offer lamps, fire of ghee, and they were offering flowers, and they were offering prayers, and then they all went in and took their bath. Manasi Ganga. That particular event took place on Diwali. Last night was Diwali. There were tens and thousands of people here at Manasi Ganga offering their lamps. All the banks are just covered with beautiful, beautiful deep or ghee lamps of the devotees offering their love to Krishna. Jiva Goswami explains a very beautiful pastime, one of millions that took place in Manasi Ganga, where Sri Radharani and gopis, they were carrying pots of their milk sweets and yogurt and butter, and they had to cross the Manasi Ganga. At the time of Krishna, Manasi Ganga was quite big, very big. Some say it was 8 miles. So the night was coming. So they needed to get home. But they needed a boat to cross. So Krishna appeared in the disguise of a boatman. And they called, oh, boatman, boatman, please, take us across. And the boatman said, well, you have to pay me. You have milk products, you have sweets. They had all these negotiations, and finally, you know, they settled, and Krishna sat there and ate so many sweets and drank so much of the gopi's milk. And then they got on the boat, and he was rowing. The boatman rowed and rowed and rowed, and then he stopped. And gopis asked, why did you stop? He said, I cannot go on any longer. I'm too hungry. I need something to eat. Give me more yogurt, give me more butter, give me more sweets. So they fed him more and more and more. He ate so much, he laid down. They said, what are you doing? He said, I overate. He said, I can't row anymore. Now I have to take rest on my left side. So he laid down. He said, actually, if you want me to row this boat anymore, my arms are tired. You have to massage my arms. So the gopi said, if you don't start rowing, we're going to pick you up by your arms and throw you into the water. So he got up and rowed. He rowed, and he rowed, and he rowed. And then he stopped again. Why did you stop? Krishna told that
there's too much weight in the boat. I can feel that the boat is actually going to sink. And he started making some movements and making the boat move. He said, we're going to drown. He said, you have to throw all your milk pots over. So they took all of their milk products in their pots and threw it all in Manasi Ganga. The boatman said, it's still too heavy. You have to throw all your jewelry in Manasi Ganga. So they took off all their jewelry, threw it in Manasi Ganga. Krishna said, it's still too heavy. You have to throw all your clothes in Manasi Ganga. The gopis said, if it's too heavy, we will throw you in Manasi Ganga. So then Krishna began to row again. And he rowed, and he rowed, and he rowed. And then he stopped. And he, by his will, clouds formed in the sky. And waves started hitting the boat. And Krishna was moving in such a way that the whole boat was very, very agitated. And he was saying, there's a storm. We're about to sink. We're about to sink. Where do we go? And then it was such a fearful condition that Srimati Radharani spontaneously just, she held the boatman and said, please save us, boatman. Please save us. But as soon as she touched the boatman, she realized that it was Krishna. And she became very smiling and happy. And all of those clouds disappeared. And the gopis that were wondering, what's happening? They turned to Sri Radharani, what is happening? And then she took Krishna's flute out of his belt and showed them who is the boatman. And then for the rest of the night, Radha, Gopinath, and the Saki gopis, they perform beautiful Nauka Bihar Leela, boat Leela in Manasi Ganga. On the banks of Manasi Ganga, one day, gopis and Srimati Radharani were waiting for Krishna to meet them. But he was late. They were feeling so much separation. In separation from the Lord, a devotee's solace is to chant the holy names. So all gopis were chanting loudly, Hari Dev, Hari Dev, Hari Dev, Hari Dev, Hari Dev, praying for Krishna to steal their hearts. Hari Dev, Hari Dev. They were chanting and chanting, and their separation was increasing and increasing as they were chanting the holy names until they were actually on the verge of leaving their body. And at that moment, a beautiful deity, Hari Dev, appeared in the form of Govardhan Dhari with his left hand upward, lifting Govardhan Hill, and a flute in his belt, a flute being held by his other hand. Gopis, they worship that deity. In fact, almost every day they would come to Manasi Ganga to worship Krishna in the form of that deity. And Vajranab, to establish this glorious historical event, he established the Haridev Temple. In the western petal of the Lotus of Braj, Haridev is the predominating deity. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came on his Govardhan Parikrama, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, he entered into the temple of Haridev. And in ecstatic love, he beheld the beauty of the form of Krishna lifting Govardhan Hill. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed kirtan before Haridev, jubilantly dancing in ecstatic love, and soon thousands and thousands of Brijbasis from all around came, loudly chanting the holy name.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
At Manasi Ganga is also Brahmakund. When Indra did the Abhishekam for Krishna at Govindakund, various other demigods also performed Abhishekam. And it was at Brahmakund
that Lord Brahma performed the Abhishekam of Sri Krishna. He kept his water there for the Abhishekam. And there is also the Manasi Devi temple. Manasi Devi, that deity was also established by Vajranab. There are four Devis in Brajbhumi. In Kamyavan is Brinda Devi. In Vrindavan is Yogamaya. In Mathura is Pataleshwari Devi. And at Govardhan is Manasi Devi, the presiding deity of Manasa Ganga. And we will also come to Mukaravinda. Mukaravinda is the mouth of Govardhan. And you'll see, on every given day, thousands and thousands of people will come to offer milk to Mukaravinda. The scriptures and acharyas tell us that Govardhan is shaped like a peacock. Face is Kusum Sarovar. The two eyes of the peacock, Sri Radha Kund, Sri Sham Kund. The tail of the peacock is Punchari. Some say the ears of the peacock is Gwalapokar. And the mouth of the peacock of Govardhan is Mukaravinda. And the tongue of Govardhan, Raghunath Das Goswami discovered that. That is worshipped today at Sri Radha Kund. So we will have the darshan of Mukaravinda, perhaps from a little distance, because it's a really crowded place and very small. Also on the banks of Manasi Ganga is Chakaleshwar Mahadev. Vajranab established four predominant deities of Lord Shiva in the different directions of Braj. In Kamyavan is Kameshwar Mahadev. In Mathura, Bhuteshwar Mahadev. In Vrindavan, Gopeshwar Mahadev. And in Govardhan, Chakaleshwar Mahadev. Sanatan Goswami, he lived for some time at Mahaban. He lived for some time at Dvadasadityatiyo. And he traveled and did his bhajan in so many various parts of Brajbhumi. But when he became quite elderly, he made his residence right beside Chakaleshwar Mahadev at Manasi Ganga. There he was writing his divine literature such as Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Sanatana Goswami was completely immersed in transcendental loving service to Sri Radha and Krishna and to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to all the Goswamis, to all the Brijabasis, and to every living being. Sanatana Goswami was considered the guru of all the Brijabasis. He treated them all with such love, respect, and affection. He was so very deeply concerned with every aspect of their life and their welfare. He would go to a village and ask, "How are your crops growing? And how did you get your daughter married? How is your health?" And he was always absorbed in speaking and glorifying Krishna. In this way, every Brijabasi, he would travel throughout the 12 forests, and all the Brijabasis just felt such an intimate, loving friendship with Sanatana Goswami. When he was living in Manasi Ganga, many mosquitoes were coming and disturbing his bhajan. So he decided that he would go to another place. Because after all, the bhajan of a great Vaishnava is for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. If the bhajan is being disturbed, then our service to Krishna is being disturbed. So he was thinking, let me go to another place. But Chakaleshwar Mahadev did not want to give up the association of such an exalted, supremely divine being is Sanatana Goswami. So Lord Shiva disguised himself as a Brahmin and approached Sanatana Goswami. Said, where are you going? He said, I'm leaving. Too many mosquitoes here. He said, just stay one more night. There will be no more mosquitoes. And Lord Shiva approached the demigod in charge of insect life and ordered him, no more mosquitoes at Manasi Ganga, Chakaleshwar Mahadev. Don't disturb Sanatana Goswami. So that night, there wasn't even the slightest sound of a mosquito's bzzz. Sanatana Goswami was very, very comfortably performing his bhajan, so he did not leave there. In fact, he spent the rest of his life there. Every day he would do parikrama of Giriraj, but he would do the long parikrama to places like Paita and Chandra Sarovar and Rasastali and Kadambakandi, Shamvan, Shamdak. He would go all these places. It's 24 miles around. He would do it every day, constantly chanting the holy names and meditating on Krishna. In his old age, it was becoming very difficult. Krishna could not even tolerate seeing the trouble he was taking to do this parikram every day. So Krishna appeared in such a way to Sanatana Goswami that Sanatana did not recognize him. He was a small cowherd boy, just like a Brijabasi, and told him, why are you taking so much trouble? He said, I must. And Krishna said, no, there's no need. You're too old. You've already done this so many times. You've done it every day for years and years and years. You're an old person now. There's no need. I can't see you going through so much trouble. And Sanatana Goswami said, no, it is my service to Krishna. It is my service to Govardhan. So the boy stood on top of a shila and played his flute. And the shila melted. And the boy's footprint ran into the flute, into the stone. And that stone was given to Sanatana Goswami. And Krishna told him that if you circumambulate this shila 7 times, you will get the full benefit of maintaining your vow of circumambulating the whole of Govardhan Hill. Sanatana Goswami did that at the Chakaleshwar Mahadev vicinity in his bhajan kutir. And on the day of Guru Purnima, the other Goswamis came from Vrindavan and other places to join Sanatana Goswami in a parikrama of Manasi Ganga. When they arrived, Sanatana Goswami just appeared to be deeply immersed in the samadhi of meditation on Radha Krishna. And then they realized that he left his body. He had departed for Goloka. The whole of Braj was immersed in a fathomless ocean of sorrow when Sanatana Goswami had concluded his lila on earth. They took his sacred form, circumambulated Govardhan, and then brought to Vrindavan, where just below Dvadasa-jitil, they put him in Samadhi, just a few steps away from Sri Madan Mohan Temple, his worshipable deity. Srila Sanatana Goswami Ki! Yeah. And to this day, the largest day for parikrama of Govardhan is not today Govardhan Puja. The two biggest days is Kartik Purnima, which is the Purnima that ends the month of Kartik. But even more than that, when hundreds and hundreds and thousands of Brijabasis, it's just a line all day and all night long, just lines of thousands and thousands and thousands of people all chanting. That is the big day for Vrindavan, for Govardhan Parikrama, Guru Purnima. And some Brijabasis told us The reason it is, because it's the disappearance day of Sanatan Goswami, who was the greatest of all devotees of Giriraj Govardhan, along with Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami. And in honor of Sanatan Goswami, the guru of the Brijavasis, they perform the Govardhan Parikrama. So when we go to Manasi Ganga, we're going to very likely experience another case of organized chaos, or perhaps disorganized chaos. Did all of you enjoy the organized chaos that one night when we went to Bamsivat? Not too many people replied. So, we'll see how to get in and how to get out. Hopefully we'll all have darshan of Hari Dev also, and then we'll continue our Govardhan Parikrama, and we will pass a place called Dangati. We'll have a devotee just in the line saying, this is Dangati, because it's also a very crowded place. It's near main roads. Dangati is the place that Krishna would disguise himself as a tax collector, or sometimes he didn't even disguise himself. But he would take the role with his intimate cowherd boy friends with sticks and tell gopis that they must pay taxes for all the milk products that they're carrying. And there would be so many sweet, beautiful leelas in the form of exchanges between Krishna and gopis in that place. Rupa Goswami wrote a book, Lalita Madhava, which gives a lot of attention on the deep separations that Radharani and gopis were feeling from Krishna. He gave a copy of that manuscript to Raghunath Das Goswami to read at Radhakund. Raghunath Das Goswami was reading that. He was reading about the separation of the gopis from Krishna. He was beside himself in grief. He was just in ecstasy, sharing their separation. And he was weeping and crying. He wouldn't even eat a pat of buttermilk, which he would do every day. So the associates from Radhakund, they went to Rupa Goswami and said, your book has really done something to Raghunath Das Goswami. He doesn't sleep, he doesn't eat, he just cries day and night in ecstasy, separation. So Rupa Goswami wrote another book, the Dana Keli Kumudi, which is about the playful tax pastimes of Dangati at Govardhan. The loving, happy exchanges of Radha and Krishna when they meet to perform this beautiful leela of Krishna making Radha and her gopis pay tolls. And when he said, I wrote a new book, Rupa Goswami presented, I wrote a new book, Raghunath Das Goswami. Please take it and read it, but give me the old book back. So he took Lalita Madhava, and when Raghunath Das Goswami read about the union, the Milan of Radha and Krishna, he became so happy, he was smiling and dancing and taking his buttermilk again also. So in this way, we will be passing this place where the Dan Leela is eternally being manifested. And then we will come to Dan Nivartan Kund, where if there's enough space, that will be our next stop. So please let us, in a very prayerful and grateful mood, continue our worship of Govardhan Hill on this day of Govardhan Puja. Thank you very much.